Shiloh Hill's been good enough to join me, pick eight in the WNBA draft. And it's been an amazing career to watch unfold. 19 years of age, and I think probably jumping on a flight to Chicago tomorrow. Shiloh, congratulations. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Tell me about the last 24 hours. You knew you were going to get picked up, but my understanding is you were fairly hopeful of being picked up by Chicago.
Yes. I had talked to Chicago for quite a bit before the draft, so I definitely wanted to end up there. Such a great culture, and I sound like a great coach with great veterans to learn from as well.
And I presume you think you're ready to play straight away. You're only 19 years of age, but I also understand they might be wanting to use you straight away as opposed to sitting on the bench for too many minutes like, you know, some clubs that might recruit players at this stage.
Yeah, a few teams actually contacted my agent and said, would you be prepared to be stashed for a year and come next year? But I have been working towards this since I was a little girl, so I'm ready. I believe in myself, I back myself, and I'm ready to come in and contribute now.
And Chicago Sky have been fairly aggressive in their recruiting. They've got a WNBA MVP, Candace Parker, as well as part of the organisation. So you've got an opportunity to learn from some of the best.
I know, especially Vandersloot as well, a point guard. I can't wait to get in, learn every day, be a sponge, and just really start adjusting to the American system, learning the culture, and yeah, it's going to be a great experience, and I'm just so excited.
And you've been working hard your entire career. I feel like I know you because I've watched all your Instagram workouts for years and years now and watched you grow. You've always had the skill set, but you've really pushed hard to make yourself better and better and better. I don't know if I've ever seen a young teenage basketball basketballer work as hard as you.
Yeah, I've really prided myself from a young age on my work ethic. I feel like that's my biggest strength. I'm always looking to get better. And, I feel like that's definitely the main reason that I have got drafted to the WNBA at 19. I know I'm going to be the youngest in the league, but I am confident just through all the work I've done that I'm ready and I'm ready to go in. And, yeah, so excited.
I understand it's pretty rare for a guard to be taken in the top 10 as well.
Yeah, for sure, especially in Australian.
And did you have people throughout your career tell you you're going to be too small?
I had that all growing up. I had different coaches not pick me for teams, saying you're not going to make it, too small, don't have the best body type, stuff like that. But I kind of just used it as motivation, and it made me more hungry to try and achieve my goals. So, yeah, super happy.
Where did you get the mental strength from as a teenager to be able to handle that kind of delivery to you with people doubting you as a teen trying to achieve your goal?
It all came from my dad. My dad gave me advice all the time. And he really told me just don't listen to it. Just use it as fuel to keep going and keep getting better.
And as you know, I know your dad. I've worked with your dad for a long period of time. I knew him when he was playing for the Supercats here in Geelong where I was playing as well, so it's been nice to know your dad. I didn't want to introduce you as Shane Hill's daughter. I wanted to introduce you as Shiloh Hill and let you raise your dad before I talked about it. So talk to me about how it's been to have one of the all-time greats, four-time Olympian, as your father.
Yeah, I mean, I'm so lucky to have him as my dad, but also my coach. We've been working together since I was a young girl. Can't even tell you how many thousands, millions of hours we've put in together. But, yeah, I definitely wouldn't be here today without him, so I'm really grateful, and, yeah.
And your family is really close. I understand you're close with your sisters, your mum. You've almost come through as a group barracking for you, Shiloh. They're so supportive.
Yeah, I have a really close family, two older sisters that are so supportive, so I'm really grateful for that. And then my parents are obviously just the best, so really close family, and I'm so lucky to have just really close friends here at the draft today. I really couldn't have asked anything more.
So will any of them move over? I'm hearing you're going to be on your own at Chicago Sky, even though I think there's a friend of a friend that's part of the coaching staff there.
Yeah, I'm going to be on my own. I'll probably move early next week. But yeah, the family's not coming over, just riding solo.
And is that exciting for you? A 19-year-old heading over to play in the biggest basketball competition in the world, just prepared to take the knocks and do it solo as a teen for Australia and for yourself and for your family. Just some big things to come for you.
Yeah, I mean, it is pretty surreal, especially at 19, but it's been my goal since I was a little girl. So I've really been prepared for this. I'm ready for it. So the move is going to be a bit different, but it's what I want to do. So at the end of the day, yeah, it'll be fine. I'm going to love it.
And where does this place you as far as your Opals career as well? I presume it's only going to enhance it.
I hope so. I mean, I find out next month if I'm going to go to Tokyo. So fingers crossed, I've done everything I can. So now just waiting for the results.
Shyla, congratulations. Thanks for giving me some of your time. I understand you've got people calling you from all parts of the world wanting to talk to you at the moment. So I'll get off and let you talk to somebody else. But I really appreciate it. And a lot of love from here. Let's hope you do well. I know you will.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me.
Shyla Hill, 19-year-old young star on the rise, pick 8 in the WNBA draft, and heading over there in a matter of days to take on America as a 19-year-old. Take a break. Back to your calls next. Jim and Oakley, Peely and Inverleys even on the line, wants to talk some NBA. Campbell Brown's not far away. Sarah Allen will talk some AFLW with the grand final on as well. Matt Rendell and Ryan Burton from Port Adelaide to talk about taking on Carlton at the G. Plenty still to come on Dwayne's World.